The bottom line of this whole thing is Jesus Christ of Nazareth is your and my blood brother in every sense of the word.
Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, I'm Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. This week, my dad, Kenneth Copeland, is teaching us about our covenant with God. And the message you'll see today comes from a service he preached at the beginning of this year. Well, he specifically wanted to share this with you. You know, once you know who you are in Christ and what your covenant with God includes, you'll see how healing, health, wealth, and peace are yours. And when you have that revelation, you'll have a boldness to live in that everlasting covenant. I want you to watch today. Not just watch, but expect to receive something from God that will help you experience a life in Christ. So get your Bible and let's join my dad as he teaches the power of a covenant relationship.
Let's open our Bibles once again this evening to Ephesians chapter 2, please. The long-lasting question, why were there so many miracles in the first covenant, so many miracles right on into the second covenant, right on into the book of Acts? And you see it in other lands in Africa, you see it in other countries, but very limited amount, nowhere near what it should be in the Western cultures. And it's not because people don't love God. It is, however, clearly stated in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, verse 11, wherefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. At that time, there it is. At that time, you were without Christ. Now, what does that mean? That means you were without the anointed. Yes. Yes. You were without the anointing.
Right. Amen.
Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from both covenants, without hope and without God in the world. Now you can be a born again, Holy Ghost baptized, tongue talking, healing, believing, miracle believing Christian, and have little to no knowledge of at all about what covenants really mean.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's right.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Amen.
Being a stranger to the covenants of promise. Yes. Now, when you get among covenant people that are raised in covenant culture, it's a totally different story.
Yeah.
Because of the ingrained knowledge of the absolute sacredness and power of a covenant relationship.
Amen.
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 So, tonight, I know the Lord's going to help us tonight. We're going to see some things and answer a lot of questions.
Amen.
Praise God. And the bottom line of this whole thing is Jesus Christ of Nazareth is your and my blood brother.
Amen.
In every sense of the word.
Amen.
Amen. Look at that again. Strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Being a stranger to the covenant culture, which the Western world is, a covenant to the Western world is just something you write down on paper, you know, it's, and in the neighborhood they don't let you paint your house a funny color. Yeah. This thing is blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is something you don't break.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, before we get any further, let me tell you this. The new covenant cannot be broken.
Amen.
The second thing I'm going to tell you, don't get all up in there and say, well, I'll tell you, I'm going to get me a blood brother. I'm going to mix blood. Don't you dare start messing with stuff like that. You'll get a hold of something you wish you never got into in your life. You already have a blood covenant. You don't need to be mixing blood with anybody.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes.
Good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The new covenant is between the Almighty God and the man, Jesus. Now, we can get out of fellowship with it, but we can't break it. That's the reason it doesn't have a curse on it.
Hallelujah. Glory.
The Father and the Son are not, they can't break it.
No, sir.
Amen.
Wouldn't if they could.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 A covenant of blood.
Hallelujah.
Between.
Yeah.
The Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
And a born again.
Praise God.
Holy Ghost baptized.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Glorified immortal man.
Hallelujah.
He's still a man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
There's a man tonight in the Godhead. Hallelujah. A man. A human man.
Come on.
I'll tell you, we're well represented. Glory to God. And we need to really get used to that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, there's so much ramification here. Now, he's also the high priest of the covenant. Thank you, Lord. Now, I want to go back to the basics. And again, I'm going to be talking from Dr. Kenyon's book. The root word for covenant in the Hebrew language is to cut. I'm quoting Dr. Kenyon, suggesting an incision where blood flows. That's the word for covenant. Now, the reasons for cutting the covenant, that's the proper terminology. Not entering a covenant, cutting a covenant. If a strong tribe lives by the side of a weaker tribe, then there's danger of the weaker tribe being destroyed. The weaker tribe will seek to cut the covenant with the stronger tribe that they may be preserved. Second, two businessmen entering into a partnership might cut the covenant to ensure that neither would take advantage of the other. Third, if two men loved each other devotedly as David and Jonathan, they would cut the covenant for that love's sake. The method, two men wish to cut the covenant. They come together with their friends and a priest. First, they exchange gifts. By this exchange of gifts, they indicate that all that one has, the other owns if necessary. After the exchange of gifts, they bring a cup of wine. The priest makes an incision in the arm of one man and the blood drips into the wine. an incision is made in the other man's arm and his blood drips into the same cup. Then the wine is stirred, bloods are mixed. The cup is handed to one man, he drinks part of it and hands it to the other man, he drinks the rest of it. And when they have drunk it, oft times they will put their wrists together so that their blood mingle, and they'll touch their tongues to each other's wounds. There's another practice there where they would take gunpowder and rub it into that incision so that it would make a black mark forever. And you were marked, and people know you're in covenant. And they do not know with whom. So it would probably be a good idea to let you alone. Because they're picking on you, they're picking on somebody else, and they don't know who it happened to be. And there's certain folks you don't ever want to pick on.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
And King David was one of them.
Yes.
Glory to God. Now, that's the basic of it. Now then, this is the area to which I want to go this evening. Where did all this come from? Where did it start? Well, of course, the covenant between God and Abram, becoming Abraham, was long ago. And the influence of that covenant was scattered throughout the earth. But that's not the very beginning of it. If you'll, and this is such vital information. Let's go to the book of Genesis, please. In the third chapter, please, the seventh verse. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made them aprons, or the cross-reference says things to gird about. Now, look at the 21st verse. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. This is the first record of blood being exposed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is before the fight between Cain and Abel.
Yes, sir.
This is the very beginning. It wasn't any Cain and Abel yet.
Right.
But an animal shed blood.
Yes, sir.
I mean, if you're really covenant-minded, that's the first place you have to go.
Amen.
Because you have to understand, they had no idea what they were doing. They were frightened, and it was the first attempt by man to meet his own needs without God.
Yeah.
And he sewed him a fig leaf suit. What'd they know about sowing anyway?
Yeah.
Don't you know the Lord said, oh, come on, boy. Where'd you get that suit? He knew exactly where it came from. The Lord God killed an animal. And the first provision covenant in blood was made. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, let's go back to Dr. Kenyon's book. The story is very interesting. If you've never read it or studied it, it's worthwhile. Of Dr. David Livingstone, who was a Scottish missionary, presumed lost in Africa. And Sir Henry Stanley set out to find him. And they finally got together on the 10th of November in 1871. And at that time, the gospel had not been preached in Africa. Amen.
Amen.
And Livingston was the man that opened it up. And it's very, very interesting. When Stanley was seeking Livingstone, he came in contact with a powerful equatorial tribe. They were very warlike. Stanley was not in condition to fight with them. Finally, his interpreter asked him why he didn't make a strong covenant with them. He asked what it meant and was told that it meant drinking each other's blood. Stanley revolted from such a right, but conditions kept going worse until finally his young interpreter asked him again why he didn't cut the covenant with the chieftain of the tribe. Stanley asked what the results of such a covenant would be, and the interpreter answered, "Everything the chieftain has will be yours if you need it." This appealed to Stanley, and he investigated. After several days of negotiations, they arrived at the covenant. First, there was a parley in which the chieftain questioned Stanley as to his motives and standing, and his ability to keep the covenant. He wasn't going to enter that with just anybody. The next step was an exchange of gifts. The old chieftain wanted Stanley's new white goat. Stanley was in poor health, and the goat's milk was about all he'd take for nourishment. So it was very hard for him to give this up, but the chieftain seemed to want nothing else. So finally he gave up the goat, and the old chieftain handed him his 7-foot copper wound spear. This thing's 7 feet long. Stanley thought he had been beaten. But now listen, he found that wherever he went in Africa with that spear, everybody bowed down to him. He was on equal rank with that king. Oh, that ought to start talking to you. You and I were nobody till we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives. And we became joint heirs.
Hallelujah.
Whoa. Now, see that right there? I mean, 99.9% of all born-again people have no clue. They don't even believe that much of it.
Yeah.
Much less what we're delving into tonight.
Yeah, right.
In fact, they get pretty upset with you and me.
Yeah.
You know, we're the, the name it, claim it, grab it, blab it group.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I named it, claimed it, blabbed it, grabbed it, and I got it. Amen. I walk in it. It's mine. And because of my relationship with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my relationship with the Almighty God, healing and health and wealth belong to me. Everything that belonged to that king belonged to Stanley. Jesus didn't go to the cross and bear my sickness and disease so he could withhold it from me.
That's right.
And he surely didn't get it for himself. But by covenant, I'm a partaker of his blood. I'm a partaker of his name. I'm a partaker of his calling. His heavenly home is my heavenly home. And everything he got, I receive. Everything, I mean, all that he has is mine. And all that I have is his.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Even right down and including that glorified body. Bless God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
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 It belongs to you.
Yeah.
Glory be to Jesus.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/tvnotes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith. In a world where life is uncertain and changing daily, you need an unshakable confidence to stand strong. God made a covenant by blood to make his strength, power, and wisdom available to you. Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Covenant Made by Blood, contains 6 messages which will help you understand the depth of the covenant connection God has with you. It'll give you the ability to build a solid foundation of peace and security. This KCM foundational teaching series on MP3 disc comes with a companion study guide which will unpack the revelation that you are backed by a big God and therefore cannot fail. Each of these powerful messages will unpack the revelation of our covenant. Devote time each day and listen to these impactful messages. Set your course with God's promises for what's ahead. Establish your heart on an unbreakable bond, which gives you confidence to live a life with boldness. Receive the powerful blessings of God's covenant for you.
God's covenant with you is his greatest act of love. Request your free Covenant Made by Blood package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/victory offer. Or call 877-615-4267. Gain deeper insight into the finished work of God's covenant through Jesus Christ. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Your covenant with God includes everything good. If you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, do it today. He loves you so much. He shed his blood. He gave his life. You've heard Dad preach today about what he did for you and the surety that you can have standing on that covenant. But it's something that we have to receive. I mean, it's free for the taking, but we have to take it. He did it all for you. So I want to pray with you. If that's you and you've never asked him into your heart, please today make the decision to receive him. Let him come into your heart and your life and do something with your life and make it brand new. Are you ready for everything to change? Well, pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, thank you for sending Jesus to pay the price for my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Take my life and do something with it. I lay it down today for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, you are born again. It's like everything is new. The Word says that you are a new creation. And He created a new thing in your heart. And you now have a covenant with the Almighty God. And Jesus is your friend who is and always will be there for you. You can talk to Him. He will talk back to you. You can sit with Him. You know, many times when I talk to the Lord, I'll just talk like I'm talking to my best friend. And then I always make sure that I give him time and quiet and space to talk back to me, because he encourages me. I write down what he says. He encourages me when I open up the Word of God. And like I said earlier, it's all free, but you have to know what he's given you to be able to take it by faith. Because of what he did for you, you can have his peace, his joy, his healing. And you can give him all the trash and all the hurt and all the heartache and the lack and the sickness. You give him that, he gives you himself. KCM has a free salvation package to give to you. It's a book called He Did It All For You. And we have two brochures. This is going to help you start studying, start reading your Bible, start praying. These free resources will help you understand more about what it means to be born again. You can find out today what belongs to you in Christ. This is free, so request yours today on kcm.org. Listen, we'll see you again tomorrow. I'm so glad you're my brother. You're my sister. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is your Lord.
God has a good plan for your life. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. Request your free salvation package at kcm.org/newlife. Take the next steps to help you begin your journey understanding who you are in Christ and how to live your new life in victory. As you continue to grow in your faith, believe God for new vision, great change, and His manifested power in your life.
Since the beginning of Kenneth Copeland Ministries in 1967, the Lord has used Brother Copeland as a leader in advancing Christian media. The Lord told him he was to preach the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. The media ministry of KCM started with reel-to-reel tapes and books. Radio came next, and the Believer's Voice of Victory radio broadcast quickly grew to over 700 stations. In 1979, KCM officially began the award-winning Believer's Voice of Victory television broadcast, which has become a staple in Christian television around the world. As satellite and internet emerged as new available voices, KCM began broadcasting there as well. In 2015, the largest step of all was taken as the Believer's Voice of Victory network was launched. The mission of the network is to give the uncompromised word of faith 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In 2019, KCM continues to prepare for growth and utilize new voices. With their faith set on Dish Network and beyond, the BVOVN is now Victory. All of the broadcasters and ministers are committed to one purpose: for you to experience your victory in Christ. Kenneth Copeland Ministries will continue to be a leader in Christian media and utilize every available voice to preach the uncompromised word of faith.
Jesus is Lord.